The goal of Christian conflict growth is not to avoid every disagreement. Peace is not avoidance. Love is not indulgence. Confrontation is not attack. Confession is not self-condemnation. Forgiveness is not instant trust. The goal is to return to the peace fire. Peace fire is the place of conscious reliance on God's presence and work in conflict. In the peace fire, I pause. I notice what is happening. I turn toward Christ. I receive grace. I tell the truth. I listen with humility. I choose the next faithful step. Peace fire is not weakness. Peace fire is not passivity. Peace fire is not pretending everything is fine. Peace fire is God's presence shaping my response. Jesus shows us this way. He did not avoid all conflict. He told the truth. He asked questions. He corrected. He showed compassion. He remained silent when silence was wise. He entrusted himself to the Father. A peace fire response begins with a Jesus mindset. The Jesus mindset asks, how can I remain with Christ in this moment? What is true? What is loving? What is wise? What belongs to me? What does not belong to me? What would help rather than spread the wildfire? Sometimes returning to the peace fire means speaking. Sometimes it means listening. Sometimes it means apologizing. Sometimes it means asking a clarifying question. Sometimes it means waiting. Sometimes it means setting a firebreak. A firebreak is a faithful boundary or limitation that reduces the spread of conflict when a conversation is unsafe, unwise, premature, harmful, or repeatedly unfruitful. A firebreak may sound like, I want to talk about this, but I need time to respond wisely. I am willing to continue this conversation when we can speak respectfully. I cannot discuss this through gossip. This needs a pastor, supervisor, mediator, or qualified helper. I am not safe continuing this alone. A firebreak is not revenge. It is wise stewardship. There is also something called strange fire. Strange fire is trying to accomplish a good or godly looking goal through methods that do not reflect Jesus Christ. Truth spoken with humiliation is strange fire. Boundaries used as revenge are strange fire. Prayer language used to control someone is strange fire. Concern turned into gossip is strange fire. Peace pursued through cowardly avoidance can also become strange fire. The peace fire calls us back to Jesus, not merely to being nice, not merely to winning, not merely to being right. Not merely to keeping everyone calm, back to Jesus. Ephesians 4:15 speaks of speaking truth in love. Truth and love belong together. Courage and humility belong together. Peace and righteousness belong together. Reflection question. In a current or recent conflict, what would returning to the peace fire look like for you? Gentle, next step. Before your next difficult response, pray, Lord Jesus, help me tell the truth with love, wisdom, humility, and courage.